I traveled among unknown men, in lands beyond the sea, nor England did I know till then, what love I bore to thee. 'Tis past that melancholy dream, nor will I quit thy shore a second time, for still I seem to love thee more and more. Among thy mountains did I feel the joy of my desire, and she I cherished turned her wheel beside an English fire. Thy morning showed, thy nights concealed, the bowers where Lucy played, and thine too is the last green field that Lucy's eyes surveyed. He would declare, and could himself believe, that the birds therein, all the garden round, from having heard the day-long voice of Eve, had added to their own an oversound. A tone of meaning, but without the words, admittedly an eloquence so soft, could only have had an influence on birds when call or laughter carried it aloft. Be that as may be, she was in their song. Moreover, her voice upon their voices crossed. Had now persisted in the woods so long that probably it would never be lost. Never again would birds' song be the same, and to do that to birds was why she came.